Let us be about setting high standards for life, love, creativity, and wisdom. If our expectations in these areas are low, we are not likely to experience wellness. Setting high standards makes every day and every decade worth looking forward to. Quote by Greg Anderson.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, Glenn Azar here, welcoming you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Jeez, nearly couldn't get the word out. Building Better Humans Project podcast. It is day 13, lucky 13. Lucky is what you make of it, of course, and I've never been someone that's bought into that particular number being unlucky for any reason. So day 13, lucky 13 for us, and I thought I'd have a quick rundown on our standards just due to an experience that I had early this morning, funnily enough. So we had a big weekend. We went out and Jaden Nicarima and Rob, his uncle, ran, or actually ended up doing 116 Ks over 24 hours to raise money for Hendrix Heroes, a young kid who had a brain tumour at the age of 8. And they're trying to make some adjustments to his house in order that they can bring him home from hospital. I'll put a link into the show notes. So far, they've raised, through that run and through, you know, sponsorships, etc., just over $60,000. Plus, they've had plumbers and electricians offer to do some work for free. So it's pretty cool. It's a great thing to be a part of. I stayed involved from the start right through to the end in varying degrees. I got up at 1:30 on Saturday night / Sunday morning so that I could be out there for a 3 o'clock kickoff, and 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., or a bit over actually, I travelled with the boys. Then I went and parked my car at the finish line when they got to the last 10 k's and picked them up again at the 5 k mark. So it was a great thing to be a part of. Now, last week I set myself a challenge, and the challenge was to run 5 k's every day for 7 days at 3 a.m. And I stuck to that, except for I didn't do it yesterday morning because I was out with the boys. And that's not an excuse. I'm happy, I'm comfortable with the fact that that's why I didn't do it. But here's the lesson. So I've been up since 1:30 in the morning. I did all of that stuff. I stayed around for the festivities and celebrations at the end. I then came into the gym and did some boxing with some people doing fight camp with me. And, you know, so that sort of took me through almost to lunchtime. Went home, cleaned the house, cooked dinner, all of that sort of stuff. And it's like 8 o'clock before I finally thought, you know, I've been going since 1:30, a bit wrecked, it's time to go to bed. Now, I knew I was going to get up in the morning and do the 3K run, but I gave myself a little out. And I said to myself, actually, I consciously remember saying this more than once. You've been going, you know, for a mammoth amount of hours. You've had bugger all sleep. You've worked really hard. Big weekend. It wouldn't hurt you to stay in bed and miss this run and then pick it up again somewhere else. And truthfully, it wouldn't hurt me. So I gave myself that out. And I went to bed knowing that I didn't really have to get up, because when you give yourself an out, you effectively give yourself an out. You know that you don't have to do what you said you were going to do. So that's where I was at. At 1:30, I woke up just to go to the toilet, and I was already thinking about the fact that you don't have to get up. You don't have to get up because you've made that call. At 2 o'clock, I woke up again, and I thought, you said that you always do what you said you'll do, and you said you were going to get up. Are you that fatigued that you can't get up? And so I've got this little tussle going on inside my brain to say, you've had a big weekend, which we had, justifiable, take the time off. But it just broke my sleep enough over the next half hour that I got up. I put my shoes on and I went out and I did the 5Ks, and I did my quickest time that I've done since doing these 5Ks. Now, we're not talking any national, international, state, or even suburb time. Trust me, I'm not a fast runner, but the point is that I went out and did what I said I was going to do, and I felt good. I ran all the way through. And so here's the thing. When you set standards for yourself, and when this becomes a habit, you don't let yourself take those get out of jail free cards. You don't let yourself take that time off just by seeking justification, because your own moral standard for yourself will push you. Like, no one else is at my house. No one would know if I did or didn't do it. I would know, but I said that I was okay with it. So I guess every single thing that happens in my life, I view as a life lesson. And that was an opportunity to learn that your standards aren't what you say they are. Your standards are what you do, your actual actions. So I'd love to know what your standards are like.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.